Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I'm a damn son, and I just damn, I'm doing my best all around the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I'll wear the crown. I'll gain money. I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission. Got a plan. Facebook Live. Only fans. I'm getting money, yeah, that's right. I lost my money, and I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's all right. I got the Lord, and I'm still in the fight. I'm getting money.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
Down.
you're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because it should have been $5.16. And when they charged me $1.70, did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
No.
had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, G-Money, that's what you say. You say G-G-G-G-G-Money. He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G-G-G-G-G-Money, you gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. G-G-G-G-G-Money, that's right. Pimp crazy, playboy pretty. That's G-G-G-G-Money. G-G-G-Money, G-Money, G-Money, he's pimp crazy, playboy, silly. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Woo!
Jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum, and we were going around and my teacher was walking around pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking, and I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45 and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and
I started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out the museum. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball. And the Monday Sports Report. NBA, NCAA, and WNBA basketball. All right, let's talk basketball. They had the All-Star game this weekend. And I kind of predicted that the West would win, but the games were divided into two camps. LeBron James had a team from the West, and I can't think of the guy's name that plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. He had the game. He had a team in the East, and the guy in the East, he won the first game in the NBA All-Star game, and then the second game, LeBron's team won. So they had two different games that were played in the NBA All-Star game, and they were really talented. It was like one was the rookies All-Star game, and then the second game was the veterans All-Star game, and it was a lot of slam dunks and a lot of three-pointers, and the guy that ended up winning the MVP of the All-Star game, he had the most points scored in the NBA, in the All-Star game. He scored 55 points in the All-Star game, and the trophy is the Kobe Bryant All-Star Trophy. So that was the trophy that he was awarded for scoring the most points in an All-Star game. So now everybody has to compete with this second-year player that scored 55 points in the All-Star game. So he will be the target that everybody will be aiming for when they play in the next All-Star game next year. So that's how the All-Star game ended, that guy winning the trophy. And he got 55 points, so he was the highest scoring in the NBA All-Star game. Now, they're having a voting ballot where you can call in to a website and you can pick your all-star, your most valuable player. And I guess at the end of the week, they're going to determine who gets the most votes for them to have an MVP of the All-Star game. But they didn't give away a MVP trophy. They gave away a trophy for the highest point score in the All-Star game. So now everybody has an opportunity to on who they think should be the MVP of the All-Star game by going to the website and voting for a candidate to get the All-Star award, to get the Most Valuable Players award. And that's how they're doing it in the All-Star game. So they didn't give away a MVP award to the players that played in the All-Star game. They just gave away an award to the player that scored the most points in the All-Star game. So it was a good game, though. They had a lot of players that were dunking over people, and they had people that were playing on the same team that was playing against each other. And they said they did that to put a little competition in the All-Star game. But they had two guys from Boston Celtics. One guy was playing on the East Conference team, and the other guy was playing on the West Conference team. But they both played for the Boston Celtics. And so they were guarding each other in the game. And they said they did it just to show that the other guy couldn't guard one of the guys. So they had a little battle going on to see who was going to stop who from scoring. And I've never heard of that in the All-Star game, but that's how they did it. They broke it down, and they had some players that played on the same team that were playing on different conference teams. So the East, it wasn't all Eastern people playing against all Western people. They were kind of mixed up when they were playing. It depends on the captain of the teams who was picking what teammates they wanted to have on their team. And that's how they picked the All-Star team. They just had a group of all-stars, and they picked to see who was going to play on the East team and who was going to play on the West team. And that's how they did the All-Star game this weekend. And they had two games, so it was really interesting. They had a rookie game, and then they had a veterans All-Star game. So that's G-Money Sports Report for the NBA All-Star Game. Okay, so now let's go over the games that are being played today, Monday. Let's see if they have some NBA games that are played today. DJ, do you have a list of the games that are being played today?
Yeah. No games played today or tomorrow or Wednesday. The next games are on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about those games on Tuesday then. We'll talk about Thursday's games on Tuesday. Well, we could actually talk about them on Thursday because we won't pick the winners until Friday. So that we'll give a 3-day break on basketball, unless you want to go over some college games. And I don't know who played. I know Indiana played somebody, and Kentucky played somebody, and Illinois played somebody, and Villanova played somebody. But I don't know what the competition was. It was all scrambled, so I don't know. So however you want to do any basketball reporting, we can do it whichever way you feel comfortable doing it. But
you talking to
NBA,
me?
Yes,
I'm talking to you. The NBA.
It's your show.
Play
you decide what you want to do.
Okay. Well, then we don't have any more sports to talk about unless you want to talk about the XFL and the USFL. But I haven't been following those
D-Money, it's your show. You decide what we talk about.
Okay. Well, we don't have any sports to talk about. Let's say it like that. No sports today. So we just reported on the All-Star game, and now we can get into the regular show. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
G-Money's a pimp, got a plan, made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself, be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself, I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Thank you.
I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry. So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming. And it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, and what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. Somebody had donated a limousine to the convent
across the street from my Catholic elementary school. And the nuns put the convent in their garage, and they didn't drive it for like 6 months. And then one day, the mother superior, who's the oldest nun in the convent, she asked the other sisters if they would be interested in going on a ride with her in the limousine. And the sister said, yes, sister, we want to go for a ride in the limousine. And she said, okay, who has a driver's license to drive? And the sisters looked at each other and said, no, sister, we gave up the right to own property, so we don't have any ownership of anything. We don't own any cars or nothing, so we don't have a driver's license. And so the mother superior said, it's okay. I have a license. I will drive. So they loaded up in the limousine, and they drove to South Central L.A., downtown to the mission district, where they had a couple of homeless missions, and they had a couple of food service restaurants down on the mission area. And they went down there and they were talking to the homeless people, and they were spreading the word of God to all of these homeless people. And the people that needed food, they were fixing food and giving it away to people to eat. They were fixing plates for people to eat. And people that needed clothes, the nuns had taken a bunch of clothes to the garment, to the mission district, and they were giving away clothes to the homeless people down in the poor area of town. And then they were spreading the word, the good word of the Lord Jesus Christ, to all of the listeners that were listening to the word of God. And at the end of the day, they loaded up inside the limousine, and they drove back to the convent in L.A., in Gardena, actually. And so on the way, on the freeway, they got pulled over by a highway patrol officer, and he asked the nun why, if she knew why he pulled her over. And she said, no, officer, sir, I'm doing the speed limit. And she pointed to the sign over on the side of the road, and it said 91. And she said, I'm doing 91 miles an hour. And he said, sister, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway that you're on. You're on Highway 91. And she said, oh, I didn't know. And then he looked in the back, and he knocked on the window, and the nuns in the back seat rolled the window down. And he said, what's going on in here? And the nuns were seat belted in, and they were crying, and they had sweat coming down the side of their head. And they were all nervous and upset. And he said, what's going on in here? And the sister said, oh, thank you, officer, for stopping us, because we really needed to slow down, because the sister was doing 215 on the 215. Oh, I'm Gene Money. The pimp coming, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, they had a husband that was coming home from work, and he'd sit down on the living room sofa,
and he turned the TV on and start watching the news. And his wife was in the kitchen cooking dinner, getting the evening supper ready. And she came in and she said, "Why are you sitting down? You need to be helping me clean up the house." And he's like, "Sweetheart, I just got in from work and I just want to sit down and rest for a minute because I've had a lot of anxiety at work and I need to just relax. I don't need you to come over here and start putting pressure on me. I just need to relax. So let me sit here and watch some TV and relax until it's time for us to eat." And she said, "Yeah, well, you want me to fix your dinner, but you're not helping me clean the house. I had to mop the floors, and I had to clean the bathroom, and I had to clean the toilet, and I had to clean the shower and the tub and the sink in the bathroom, and I didn't get any help to do that. I had to do all of that by myself. And you come home and you just want to sit around while I'm doing all of this work. I need some help." And he's saying, "Baby, I worked 8 hours at work today under a lot of pressure on the job. And I just wanted to come home and sit down and relax for a few minutes and watch some TV. And then we can eat dinner and then you can tell me about your day and I can understand what you're going through and we can work on that. But right now, I just want to sit here and relax and watch some TV and maybe read the newspaper so I can see what's going on in the world around us." And she said, "We need to go talk to a psychologist, somebody that can understand the situation here in the house." And he said, "Okay." And she made an appointment for them to go to see a psychiatrist. And they went to the psychiatrist, and the wife was complaining about everything that her husband wasn't doing when he came home from work. She said, "He comes home and he just wants to sit around and watch TV. He doesn't want to offer to help me do any cleaning or any work around the house. He thinks I'm supposed to do all of the work. And I'm cooking his dinner and he wants to complain about the food I'm feeding him and everything. I just don't understand why he won't help me do any of my housework." And the psychologist asked the husband, "Well, do you have something you want to say?" And he said, "Yeah, I work 8 hours every day on a stressful job. And she doesn't give me any kind of time to come home and relax after I've had 8 hours of pressure at the job. She wants to come. As soon as I come home, she starts complaining about I'm not helping her clean up. But isn't that supposed to be the woman's job? She does that job all day. That's her job. And she wants to put it on me when I come home. But I'm at work working all day. So I don't understand what her problem is." And so the psychiatrist said, "I see. Okay, well, sir, can you go sit in the lobby while I talk to your wife?" And he said, "Okay." And he goes and sits in the lobby. And the psychologist starts talking to his wife. And he said, "Well, it sounds like you have a problem that you can't fix by fussing at your husband. You know, he works all day in a stressful job, and you should give him a little extra time to come home and relax and to get rid of his anxiety from his job.
because he works in a stressful job every day, and he's there all day. And when he comes home, he needs time to be able to come home and relax and sit down and watch some TV and maybe read the newspaper. You need to give him that time to himself so he can relax instead of you jumping on him, talking about he's not helping you clean the house and he's complaining about you cooking dinner and not feeding him real quality meals and all the different things that he's complaining about. I think you just need to give him a little time to relax. And then I think you guys will have a happier marriage. And I think that if you do that, then he'll live a lot longer and you guys will have a happier marriage. And she said, oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So they leave, and she's driving home. And the man asked his wife, so what did the doctor tell you while I was sitting in the waiting room and he was talking to you privately? And she said, he said that you are going to die. That I'm not giving you no benefit. I'm not going to change so that you can be happy and I'm miserable. So you are going to die. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, so let's take a commercial break and play some music. And play a clip, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir, and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing, and we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
keep blowing our kid all around this world, man, woman, boy, and girl. People just fool you, go and raise your eyes, say who he thinks he's so okay. Go and hate your life, look at me, look at me, look at my ladies, go and work that dog now, pop your fingers, baby, that's your car. Go and ride them long for me, just do it, do it, do it.
it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have another story for you, a joke. There was a lady that climbed the stairs in her house to wake up her son to go to school. And she
she rang, she went up the stairs and she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. Time for you to get up and get dressed, because you got to go to school, don't you know?" And her son said, "Oh, Mama, I worked late last night. I'm tired. Let me sleep a little longer, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school." And her mother said, his mother said, "Okay, I'm going to give you 15 minutes. I'm going to push the snooze alarm on your clock. And when the alarm goes off, I'm going to come back up the stairs, and I'm going to wake you up to get you ready to go to school so you're not late going to school." And he said, yeah. And then he went back to sleep. And then 15 minutes later, her alarm broke. His alarm went off again. And he said, "Mama, I want to sleep a little longer because the teachers don't like me. And the students talk about me. I don't want to go to school today." And she said, "Well, I can't help that." And he said, "Let me sleep 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school." And she said, "Okay, I'm going to set your alarm for 15 minutes. And when the snooze alarm goes off, then you'll have to get up and get dressed and get ready for school because you're going to be running late." And he said, yeah, okay. And he went back to sleep. And then this snooze alarm went off, and his mother went up the stairs and said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. Time for you to get up and get dressed because you got to go, don't you know? You got to go to school." And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me." And his mother said, "Well, I don't care if the kids talk about you and the teachers don't like you. You got to get up and go to school because that's your job. You're the principal." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There were three animals that walked into the restaurant, and they sat down at the table. And the waitress walked over and asked if she could take their order. And she talked to the lion first. And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And she said, "Okay, one chocolate shake." And then she went to the duck and asked the duck, "What would you like to eat?" And the duck said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay, one bologna and cheese sandwich." And then she went to the chicken and said, "What would you like?" And the chicken said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay, one grilled cheese sandwich." And then she walked back over to the lion. And she said, "Are you sure you don't want something to eat?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here right now?" I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There were two mosquitoes. They were flying over a celebrity party, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were getting drunk at the celebrity party, and the mosquitoes looked down and saw Dean Martin drinking, and so one of the mosquitoes said to the other one, "Hey, let's go down and bite Dean." And the other mosquito said, "No, you go bite him, because I'm flying tonight. And I can't drink and fly, just like you shouldn't drink and drive." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let's go back to the radio show. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up, and I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
And everybody's neighborhood had a gang name associated with their neighborhood. The gangs just spread throughout L.A. And the Van Ness boys were the Bloods, and they were the north side of the tracks. And the south side of the tracks in the 60s block, where we were all from the 60s, they called us the Rolling 60s Crips. And then if you went up the hill, you went into the 70s, 74, 75, 77, 78. That was the 70s block. And they were something Crips. And then you had the A-Trade Gangsters, which was 83rd Street, and then the gangs moved into Gardena, and you had Gardena Bloods, the family, and then you had Inglewood's family, which were Bloods, and then you went into Long Beach, and you had Snoop's gang, which is Dogtown Gangster Crips. And then you have the other gangs that were around Long Beach, 21st Street, 32nd Street. All of them were Crip neighborhoods in Long Beach. So the gangs spread. Everybody had a block. And if you go into Compton, they got one street that's real bad that everybody knows that you don't go down unless you live on that street. And that's called Piru. That's a blood neighborhood. And I think every kid on that street is a member of the blood gang. Piru. My best friend and my godbrother, my best friend being Bernard, a little dark-skinned dude I told you about, has no problems talking to women, always in their face, always trying to get attention from the women because he just thought he was so beautiful. And he thought women would love him no matter where he went or what he did. He was always flirting with the women. And he was my buddy. We went out, and I learned my confidence by being with Bernard because he had no shame in his game. He wanted to be seen by everybody, and that was his claim to fame. And he rode his motorcycle with my god brother, who was Warren. They rode the motorcycle, and I don't know why or how they ended up on the other side of the tracks, because we lived on the south side of the railroad tracks, but they went on the north side of the tracks, and I don't know why they were over there. But because none of my friends are gang conscious, nobody's interested in being a member of a gang. They don't consider themselves to have a limit to where they can go and the people they can talk to. That's just the way it was in my neighborhood. None of us were gang affiliated, so we felt like we could go anywhere in the city. And since I played ball, I played football, baseball, basketball, and I ran track, I went everywhere around the city without any fear of where I was at. I had no problems going to any part of Los Angeles to do what I did, to play sports. I didn't have a problem at all. I had no fear of going anywhere. Well, my friends, Bernard and Warren, felt like I do. They could go anywhere. And they did just that. They went to the north side of the tracks, and they went down past Lawson, past 52nd Street, past Lawson Avenue, and they were over by Van Ness Park. Now, for those of you that are familiar with gang territory, Van Ness Park is blood territory, and that's where the Slauson boys were at. The Van Ness boys were at Van Ness Park. That was their territory. But because we aren't gang conscious, we don't worry about going in and out of gang territory. We go wherever we want to go. And we've always been like that. Because we got friends all over the city, and we go and visit them all over the city. Now, Bernard had a motorcycle. I think I told you a story that me and Bernard used to ride motorcycles together all in the hills of La Cienega and La Tijera and all of that area. And him and Warren got on the motorcycle, and they took a ride. Now, why they ended up south of the tracks, why they ended up on Van Ness, why they ended up at Van Ness Park, I don't know. But let me tell you what happened. Bernard and Warren were on the other side of the tracks. They were across the street from Van Ness Park. And Bernard had seen this girl that I think he knew from junior high school, because I think he was going to Horseman Junior High School. And he knew the girl from school. And he saw her, and him and Warren went over on the motorcycle and was talking to her. And Bernard, being flirtatious as he does all the time when he's talking to girls, she was flirting back. But she had some friends that walked by some guys, and with her being funny, just trying to be cute, she said to her guy friends that my guy brother Warren and my best friend Bernard were from the north side of the tracks. Oh, from the south side of the tracks, which means they were from Crip territory. And when she said that, the dudes that she told that to kind of got an attitude. And when they got an attitude, some drama started unfolding. And it was just the situation that Warren and Bernard didn't anticipate was going to happen. But those two dudes went and called two other dudes, and they came over and jumped Bernard and Warren on the motorcycle.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
G Money, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Time to do the birthdays.
Yeah. Well, all right. Las Vegas. Is it my turn to talk now? I was waiting on you to finish the birthday song, and then I was going to start with my intro to the birthday. But I can do that. Yeah. Well, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, it's time to celebrate the birthdays. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down and go and do something different. I got to get out the air chair, and I got to go somewhere. So I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? Because I'm an important man here in Las Vegas. But before I go, I want to celebrate some birthdays of the followers of the radio show and some of my fans and friends that I know that are listening to today's radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays that we can acknowledge today before we shut the show down?
Yes, we do. Here are the birthdays for today, February 20th, 2023. Happy birthday to Anthony Nottingham. Happy birthday, Wanda Horton. Happy birthday, Tammy Francisco. Happy birthday, Elaine Baker-Jones. Happy birthday, CJ Sims. Happy birthday, Aaron Michael Gray. Happy birthday, Sterles Dims. Happy birthday to Patrick B. Hampton. And last but not least, happy birthday to Willie Sheffy. And that's it for the birthday. So happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is today, February 20th, 2023.
And you know what? Today is President's Day. I don't know if we acknowledge the President's
born on February 20th, but today is President's Day. I heard the announcement on the radio earlier today, and they acknowledged that today is President's Day, and a lot of the businesses were closed today. So they're not doing business today. They're opening up tomorrow to continue their weekly business efforts. So today is President's Day. And I think the presidents that they're talking about, the birthdays that we're celebrating for the president, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday and George Washington's birthday. I think those are the two presidents that have birthdays in the month of February. So we want to recognize Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States. And we want to recognize George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. So happy President's Day, along with all of the people that are celebrating their birthdays today on February 20th. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, because today is a special day. It's your special day. And I want to sing you a happy birthday song, because I know God is blessing you with eternal life and life after death, that his son died in our honor so that we can live a long and an illustrious life. So I want to sing you happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, February 20th, and it's President's Day. So we're celebrating your birthday along with the two greatest presidents that we've had in the United States of America. All righty then. And we have one. We give honor to the president that was the 16th president. He freed the slaves in America, in the South anyway. So we want to give recognition to him for what he did for all of black Americans in the U.S. of A. So I want to wish you a happy birthday to everybody, and may you have a good time in your house. May you have good dinners and greetings from your friends and your family all over the neighborhood. May you have the blessings of your family as they come and they eat cake on your birthday. And hopefully you get cake and ice cream. And if you want somebody to celebrate with you, give me a call, because I'm G Money. And I know that it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. I'm in the house, baby. I can come and celebrate your birthday with you. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray, and I'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. So good night. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity
so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer. And all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.